I'm Trevor Castle. We're catching up with Central College softball coach George Wares as the Dutch have opened their 2024 season 2-0, a 4-3 win in extra innings against Chicago, and then a 6-2 victory in the nightcap against Monmouth. Coach, off to a 2-0 start. Just heard you talk to the team. Said maybe one of the more disappointing 2-0 starts, but you are 2-0. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, we want to get a message across. You know, we're a veteran. We expect to be in the mix, you know, to make a run, deep run in the postseason. And you know, Chicago's very good. That's a quality win. Their pitcher's very good. They lost the catcher, and they've got some young people that couldn't handle our run game. But, you know, then Shaven makes a phenomenal pitch where their leadoff hitter just dinks it out there, and then they come back. So for us to come back and win that after losing the lead is important. And then, you know, respectfully, Monmouth, you know, we're going to play a lot of teams better than that. And I thought we just, you know, left a lot of people on base. Our pitchers weren't very sharp, but... You know, I think you also heard me say on the way up, Coach O'Brien said, wouldn't it be nice if we win two and don't play exceptionally well? And, well, that's what happened. So, yeah, believe me, I'd rather be 2-0 not playing well than 0-2 playing really well. So,
well, and we talked last week about the expectations of this team and how you're embracing those expectations. But, you know, that becomes a game-by-game thing, right? You got to bring it every time out there.
It does. And it's not just, you know, every game. I mean, it's every pitch, every inning. We've got to provide our own energy. And, you know, I mean, part of it is understandable. I thought both of our catchers did really well. Riley Duncan had a great, you know, debut as a freshman. But, you know, they're just not quite, and we don't expect any Madison Farrington yet. You know, they're just not quite getting some calls for us. They're taking a few strikes away, you know, particularly with Sydney. But the pitchers are also aware that it's not just that. You know, they're not being real sharp with some of their pitches. But, yeah, the expectation, I think we are embracing it. It's just... you know, I think the expert, we're going to win 8-0, you know, every time. And it's just not going to happen, you know, against especially a team like Chicago. And so I'm glad we did this, and I think they're going to, you know, really pay attention to what we didn't do well. And it sounds like we're going to get a couple of nice days outside on Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, then it all starts happening really fast, you know, with our next few games lead off in Arizona.
Couple things from the games. Emma Beck can't get off to much of a better start. 8 strikeouts through 3 innings. You know, lost her control a little bit as that first game went on. But, you know, sophomore seems like she picked right up where she left off last
year. Yeah, and, you know, we kind of expect that from her. And then, you know, Chicago, I don't think really knew what hit them the first time through. And then they started backing off the play a little bit and were able to stay off of the rise ball. And, you know, then she kind of lost her command. And then it was a little bit of Riley, too. You know, they had a runner on that wasn't going to run. And she's trying to make sure she doesn't run and takes a couple strikes away. And then it all just kind of snowballed. And, you know, but, yeah, I mean, her start, let's face it, if we get that for 7 innings, a lot of the times we're going to beat a lot of teams. But, yeah, I mean, I'm more happy than not. You know, we also have to say that this is the first time we've played outside against real teams. And I do think our, whatever, 7 days of practice on our field made a significant difference, though, in terms of a readiness for these two games.
We're visiting with George Wares, head coach of the Central softball team. The Dutch win 2 games on Saturday. What did you think of Sidney Huseman? Yeah, I know you mentioned Monmouth, you know, not quite the same caliber of team, but coming off of an off-season shoulder injury that, quite frankly, could have cost her career. She's back out here on opening day. What did you think of her performance?
Well, that in itself... You know, that and the ACL, you know, if you really think about it, when she was deciding to come back, you know, and nobody would have blamed her if she hadn't, right, with everything she's gone through. And so just the fact that she was able to throw, I think she threw like 72 pitches. And, you know, she would be the first to admit her velocity was pretty good, but the command was, you know, a little bit off. And, again, that's partly her, partly Emma Lennox with catching that game. But we have a good starting point with all of them. And Shaven, you know, she was not very good today. She had no command of the changeup, you know, and when she didn't have that, and yet she still found a way to get some key outs. And I thought Beck coming back in was a very good thing, too. So, yeah, I'm happy with the way Sydney threw, even though she threw way too many pitches. We were behind on the count way too often, didn't get ahead on the first pitch very often. And I was happy we got Chloe an inning, you know, I mean, she finished strong for us. And, yeah, overall, this is where we are now. If we can keep improving, at least by you know, May, will be pretty good, maybe.
George Wares, Central College softball coach with us. How important was it? You have the NFCA leadoff classic coming up starting Friday. You'll play 6 games in 3 days against, you know, high quality teams, including 3 teams in the top 11 of the preseason poll. before I ask you about, you know, a little preview of that, how important was it to get two games against, you know, real actual competition, one of them pretty good here 5 days before you head out to Georgia?
Yeah, it was really important. I mean, probably less so than some years because we've been outside a lot and we've got a veteran team. They've been to the leadoffs. They have a little grasp of, but, you know, for the people that haven't played that much, the Duncans of the world, the Lengths of the world that haven't been behind the plate as much, and you know, and just the others being able to actually, no matter how much you practice it, and no matter how much you know you've been the leadoff, it's still different. And so everything we say now, you know, in terms of base running mistakes, whatever it might be, it's going to make more sense because they've actually seen it in the game competition. It'll make it a little easier to correct.
Can you preview a little quick of the six games you have in 3 days this weekend?
I think I've blocked them out, you know, but no, it's a very difficult task. You mentioned, I mean, probably highlighted by Barry, who's ranked third in the country, and my opinion might be the best team in the country. They actually play Wartburg a doubleheader Monday, so we'll see how that goes. Wartburg went down early. Then a very good Moravian team who returns everybody, a very good Roanoke team who's picked in the top two or three in that league. You know, Chapman is picked one, two, or three in California. DePaul, you know, we've always seen DePaul, and you never know. They lost the pitcher that kind of shut us down. She transferred to Indiana State. To give you an idea that she's pretty good, and you know, but they've got a lot of freshmen, and there'll probably be a pitcher in there that can throw. And then, of course, we've got the rematch with Bethel, and that's the stadium game, and so everybody's excited about that. But you know, I'll say this off the record. Well, it can be on the record. I don't
care.
We're
on the record, Coach.
So on the record, if we're 5-0 going into the Bethel game, and you guarantee that, and then we lose to them, I'll take that 5-1 if that has to be the trade-off, because we'll get them in the regionals this time.
Hey, Coach, thanks for your time. Congrats on the 2-0 start. See you next week.
All right, thanks, Trevor.
All right, that's George Ware's, head coach of the Central College softball team. Quick note, we will have coverage of all six games from that leadoff classic Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. Catching up with Dutch head softball coach George Ware's, I'm Trevor Castle on KNIA KRLS.